The legendary kings of Macedonia, Cronus, Coneus, and Termea. Now, Cronus of Macedonia was the first king of the ancient kingdom according to later traditions. According to Herodotus, however, the first king was Perdiccas I. Cronus was first reported by Theopompus, the mythical founder, and is the mythical founder of the Argead dynasty. According to Greek myth, Cronus was the son of Timaeus, king of Argos, who in turn was a Heracleid, a descendant of Hercules. Plutarch agrees on the Heracleid lineage of Cronus and argues that Alexander the Great is a descendant of Hercules through Cronus. Temenus, along with Ctesiphon and Aristodemus, were three Doric leaders who invaded the Mycenaean Peloponnesian area. They proceeded to divide the conquered territories between them. Ctesiphontes was given Messina and Sparta. Aristodemus took Laconia. And finally, Temenus was given Argos. Following his death, the princes argued about who should be king. One of them, Phaedon, defeated his brothers in battle and took over the kingship. Cronus then decided to find another kingdom of his own where he could be king. First, however, he went to the Oracle of Delphi and asked the Pythia for advice. Quote, "You should find your kingdom there where you will find plenty of game and domestic animals," she advised. End of quote. Thus, Cronus and his entourage moved to the north in search of suitable land to establish his new kingdom. Finally, he discovered a green valley with lots of game and goats, whereupon he thought that the prophecy of the Pythia had been fulfilled. Thus he built a city there, which he named Ageia, present-day Virginia, a site of substantial archaeological activity as numerous important finds have been unearthed there. Well, there's a lot of views on this gentleman. Now, according to Justin, who was citing Mercius of Pella, Cronus also came from Emathia with a large band of Greeks, being instructed by the oracle to seek a home in Macedonia. Here, following a herd of goats running from a downpour, he seized the city of Edessa. The inhabitants were taken unaware because of the heavy rain and the dense fog. Remembering the oracle's command to follow the lead goats in his quest for an empire, Cronus established the city as his capital, and thereafter made it a solemn observance wheresoever he took his army to keep those same goats before his standards in order to have as leaders in his exploits the animals which had been with him to found the kingdom. He gave the city of Edessa the name Age, and its people became Agedes in memory of his service. Now, according to Eusebius, who's also known as Chronicon, before the first Olympiad, Cronus was moved by ambition to collect forces from the Argives and the rest of the Peloponnesus in order to lead an army into the territory of the Macedonians. At that time, the king of the Oreste was at war with his neighbors, the Eurydii, and called on Cronus to come to his aid, promising to give him half of the territory in return if the Oreste were successful. The king kept his promise, and Cronus took possession of that territory. He reigned there for 30 years until he died of old age. He was succeeded by his son Coneus, who was then king for 28 years. Now, according to Livy, from Cronus, the first king, there are 20 monarchs that go all the way down to Perseus. So there's a lot of missing pieces that go on here, and you'll see as we get to the next two. Cronus of Macedon, of course, follows his father, and according to later tradition, was the second king of ancient Macedonia. And all we have on him is a name story. The Macedonian historian, Marcius of Pella, related this story regarding his name. Quote, "A certain Copsis from Colchis came to Macedonia and lived at the court of Cronus. When the royal male child was born, Cronus had the desire to name him after his father, Chiron, or Charon. But the mother opposed and wanted after her father to have the child named. When Copus was asked to respond, he said neither name, and therefore he was called Coneus, or simply Common." And so then the final one of the legendary is even stranger, Timaeus of Macedonia. According to Macedonian tradition, an Agrid king of the ancient kingdom of Macedonia, but he's not mentioned in the list of the Agrid kings given by Herodotus. but is first mentioned in the 4th century when the Macedonian records of the Argead kings appear to have changed permanently. A fragment of the historian Caesarus records 3 kings before Perdiccas I, the founder of the Argead dynasty, in Herodotus' list, and those 3 are the ones that we've just looked at, Coronus, Cunius, and Timaeus. And so, when it's all you have, it's all you have. And we'll have a little better luck next time. But there's still some questions about some of the different individuals before you get to Perdiccas I. Now, the sources for this, the Politics by Aristotle, the Histories by Herodotus, Histories, 12 volumes, by Diodorus Siculus, Peloponnesian War by Thucydides, and the Lives by Plutarch, Philip and Alexander, Kings and Conquerors by Goldsworthy, History of Macedonia, Volume 1 and Volume 2 by Hammond, In the Shadow of Olympus, The Emergence of Macedonia by Borgia. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.